Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals vindicates our client, Pastor Scott Lively, in a case involving the so-called sexual minorities of Uganda. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Pastor Scott Lively is a pastor in Massachusetts. In 2002 and in 2009, he went to Uganda for three visits at the invitation of individuals in Uganda, in which he spoke about the issue of human sexuality, particularly homosexuality. However, he did not do any of the alleged allegations that this organization's SMUG, is the acronym, Sexual Minorities of Uganda, alleged. But nevertheless, they filed a lawsuit. It went on for several years. We won the lawsuit, but Matt, in the actual decision where Judge Michael Ponzer ruled in our favor, he ultimately put his own personal views in there. It was pretty obvious that he was biased from the beginning. But since we won, he should have just gone with the law and dismissed the case. Yet, he ultimately took shots at Scott Lively's Christian views regarding human sexuality. We did not want that to stand, and so we appealed, for the first time in our history, a victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To ultimately get those particular words struck so that they could not be used against Pastor Lively.
And the words he used were just abhorrent. And in fact, that's one of the words he used in describing the Christian view of sexual morality and Scott Lively's sharing of that view and of those truths with the public. He called Lively a crackpot bigot. He said he was pathetic, ludicrous, abhorrent, and a number of other empty, ad hominem, personal attacks because he begrudgingly recognized that there was no case here. And we need to understand, too, that this case was funded, don't forget, by a George Soros-related organization. This was an attack on the First Amendment, and it was an attack on every single Christian here in the United States.
You know, I don't know if a judge can be penalized, but I think he certainly should have been. It's not his place to put his own personal agenda, his own personal viewpoint in this case and attack our client like this.
Well, this judge, in his own words, referred to himself as, quote, the unappointed legislator or legislators of mankind, that judges, he said, are the unappointed legislators of mankind. That is a quote. And that is a quote that he actually said as part of his discussions. He's been somebody who has been a supporter of the LGBT agenda. You know, he's free to have his own views, although that view is not consistent with being a judge. It sounds like he should be in the legislature rather than behind a bench, because judges are not the unappointed legislators of mankind. They are interpreters of the law, not the creators of law. So this is the kind of judge that we were dealing with, someone who has a completely different, distorted view of what a judge's role is.
He's an activist.
Somebody who's personally supportive of the LGBT agenda. And what happened was SMUG filed this lawsuit. They're Uganda-based. Scott Lively is U.S.-based. They couldn't find any law in Uganda that would give them relief. Certainly no law in the United States that would give them relief. Simply because Scott spoke language, it would be protected by the First Amendment. He never advocated violence or harm. To the contrary, he actually did exactly the opposite. So what SMUG did is they filed suit in Boston using what was called the Alien Tort Statute. Now, what law would they use? Well, they couldn't use Uganda law, nothing in the U.S. So they made up this crimes against humanity, so-called international violation akin to genocide and war crimes.
You know, that's really ironic because isn't homosexuality illegal in Uganda?
It is. It is. That's why they couldn't use Ugandan law. They couldn't use U.S. law because there's no violation. So they created this idea. They wanted to create a new precedent to crush Scott Lively and anybody else who travels abroad to speak out regarding abortion or homosexuality.
And this was a big deal on the secular left. They really thought they had something here. They thought they were going to make an example of Pastor Scott Lively for merely speaking biblical truth mm-hmm. in another country. And they thought that they would send a shot over the bow of other pastors and other people, silencing them. It's all about silencing dissent with these people. And it's just so good to see their agenda here go down in flames.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. Amen. In 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling, a huge ruling, regarding the Alien Tort Statute. And the Alien Tort Statute, they said, cannot be used in the way that, say, Smug and others were using them. Case after case after case, ongoing massive litigation in corporations and other kinds of situations completely outside of the facts of this case, but a wide variety of facts that had been using the Alien Tort Statute, case after case after case, in light of the Supreme Court ruling, had been dismissed, except for one. There was about a dozen to two dozen cases in the country that were dismissed like dominoes because of the Supreme Court decision. We filed a motion to dismiss. It should have been a no-brainer. It should have been an open and shut case. Dismissed, you can't use the Alien Tort Statute like this. And there's only one case in the country, only one, that refused to dismiss a lawsuit brought using the Alien Tort Statute. And again, that is who? Judge Ponzer.
Mm. Yeah.
Refused to dismiss it. Instead, sent us through this expensive discovery process, including 100 hours of depositions, review of 40,000 pages of documents, a lengthy briefing, and finally came to what he should have done in 2013, a decision in 2017, saying the Supreme Court has spoken on this issue. Duh. I mean, the Supreme Court spoke 4 years before that.
Right.
This was his LGBT activism. You know, he might as well have been wearing a rainbow flag robe, an activist from the bench, ignoring the Supreme Court and trying to make it as painful as he possibly could before he was forced to rule on the inevitable that this was unconstitutional, that the Supreme Court had already ruled.
He had to come to that conclusion. Right. But that conclusion didn't just come about in 2017. That conclusion was evident 4 years before in 2013.
Right.
But notwithstanding, he put us through hundreds of hours and tens tens of thousands of pages of documents, and not a shred of evidence was against Scott Lively. So he ultimately had to conclude that we win. There is no cause of action.
Right.
But
yeah.
In doing that, what he did was he tried to slap Scott across the face with epithets like crackpot, bigot, pathetic, ludicrous, abhorrent. We couldn't stand for that. And so for the first time in our history, we appealed a victory. Now, how do you appeal a victory? You can appeal a victory in a rare circumstance where a judge ultimately rules to dismiss your case that you have, which is what he did. He dismissed the Smug case, made a ruling, and that should be done with it, over with. He should hold his personal feelings against the clients. But what he did is he put all this personal bigotry in his opinion, and we asked the court to strike it. So what the court ultimately did is the Court of Appeals said specifically that Ponzer's statements cannot be used. They're what they call dicta. They cannot be used for any future litigation. They cannot be used against Scott Lively. And that's exactly what Smug wanted to do. Even with their loss, what they wanted to do is parade around with an opinion that called him a crackpot bigot, pathetic, ludicrous, and that his Christian views on homosexuality were, quote, abhorrent. They wanted to use that going forward against him and others. Well, now they can't use it based upon the Court of Appeals decision.
Yeah, praise God, the Court of Appeal has cleared his name forever.
Yeah. Is it possible to recover attorney's fees here at all, Matt?
I wish there were. I mean, we would have over $1 million in attorney's fees based upon the time that we spent in this case and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars of costs that we spent in this case. This case, again, went on for a number of years. Should have been dismissed 4 years before 2017. We're in 2018 now, so it should have been dismissed and ultimately resolved 5 years ago. And of course, it started way before then.
And of course, Lively never paid a dime for us to represent him.
No, so the case has been going since 2012, so we're like 6 years into this litigation.
Right.
So that's why we want to bring this to you. It's a great victory, but also thank you for your prayers, because I know we've brought this case before you before, and you've been praying, and you have prayed for Pastor Scott Lively, and also for giving contributions to Liberty Counsel. Again, this has been a 6-year, very intense litigation, Had we not defended Scott Lively, there would be a very bad precedent against any Christian or any person of faith or moral values traveling around the world to speak out on biblical issues. Thank you for standing with us. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and make an online contribution to Liberty Counsel now. You can also pledge your regular ongoing support at the lc.org website.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. LC.org.